extending the probe.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio. This is your host Martin Horst speaking from BBS Station 1. And I have my special friend here, Laura. And Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Martin.
It's a pleasure to have you. Your full name is Laura Pentea, is that correct?
Yeah.
And you were born in Romania and then you have lived in France when you were 7, I think. And now you live in Ireland.
Yes, that's correct. I mean, I was born in Romania in a small little village, and then my dad moved to Paris for his work, and then I studied in France. I studied electronics and computers.
Oh, that's interesting. It's one of my hobbies, you know, electronics.
There you go. And then I moved to Ireland and I worked here in a computer company called EMC. I worked here for 5 years. And then I actually, with 9/11, I went back to college, and I did complementary health therapy, so I did massages and Reiki and nutrition and those sort of complementary health therapies. And now I'm studying languages for the last 2 years, and I've been working with languages as well.
Yes, and you have a wonderful website. But before we continue, Laura, could you turn on volume a bit of your speakers?
Yeah.
Use a headphone because I hear the sound is going in a loop.
Okay. Is that better?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
A bit, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a bit kind of strange sound. I don't know what it is, but we'll continue.
Okay.
So, welcome to the show, Laura, again.
Thank you.
And you are, of course, also a very close friend of Steve Becko. And I have had Steve Becko on the show as well, and Mike Quincy. And Steve is a close friend of you and of me, of course. And we are all working very close together to get the news out, the galactic news mainly.
Yes.
So could you tell the listeners how did you came to the point to create your own website and to publish these wonderful articles?
Well, I suppose it all came about in February or March when Steve was having readings from Linda Dinelin, and Archangel Michael recommended to him to set up a forum to have a whole community of people so that we can all talk and, I suppose, discuss different matters, and also to be a support group, I suppose, for each other. Because I think there's many things that ordinary people or our friends in our daily lives don't really understand about, don't have the same understanding. So I know for me personally, I do need to talk to people just for my own confirmation of things and to communicate those things. So Steve suggested to do this the discussion group, and then he also suggested to people to create different forums and different websites to put information out with news initially. So this is how I created InTheInfo. And initially I only wanted to put news, but then I found out it was kind of negative, kind of scary stuff. And then I decided to have a similar profile to 2012 scenario, because I find that there is so much light and energy coming and ideas from channeling messages such as Salusa, Mike Quincy, and all the others person.
You mean light? It's coming light from it, no lies, but light.
Yes, exactly. So I found that the website...
I'm trying to verify that for the listeners, because I heard you say lies, but you mean light.
I mean light, yes, light, absolutely.
Very important, yes. I must say that the news I found on your website since I'm in contact with you is just wonderful. And maybe it will be a good idea that you just give the listeners the exact address of your website so that they can find the news.
Okay, so it's 2012indieinfo .wordpress.com.
Yes, and indie is INDY.
Absolutely, it's all one word stuck together.
Yes.
And it's also linked to the 2012 scenario. It's at the bottom of the right hand, at the very bottom of the front page.
Yes, and that's Steve's side, Steve Becko's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I must say that the time is very interesting now where we live in. And I have read in several channelings, one of those is, of course, Sheldon Neidl, saying that something has to happen before the start of the summer on the Northern Hemisphere, which is on the June 21st. It's in 8 days. Or a week, you can say. And other channels like on the Galactic Free Press, I don't know if you're familiar with his website.
Yeah.
Posted a message from Sananda, the energy of Jesus Christ. And he said, in fact, that first contact will be enforced on June the 21st. Because my idea is, I want to know what you think about it, Laura. But my idea is that the Galactics want... from our world leaders to disclose the technology and the information about extraterrestrials and that they are benevolent. But I have the idea that, because we are waiting so long now, I think the obstacles that the Illuminati are putting in front of us and of the Earth allies are so huge that probably disclosure will not happen until they force it with a major display of craft in our skies. So that's I think that's why Sananda came with this message. What do you think about it?
Yes, I was surprised as well because Sananda actually mentioned a clear date, and usually Seleucia doesn't really give a date, neither does Matthew, as far as I know, in the channels that I've read. So that seems quite firm and definite, and from Sheldon as well, which is confirmed. I mean, certainly I do hope that something will happen, and I certainly agree with what you're saying, that having the Galactic Federation decloak in several locations of the planet will certainly put pressure.
Yes, because so the thing is that, you know, since a few years, they say it's close, it's near. But every time the Illuminati or the powers that be come up with something new, this morning they created an earthquake in New Zealand and so on and so on. So I think they rather fight until death, or that they will admit they are lost. To sacrifice, but they don't sacrifice, they go on till the end, that's what I think.
Yes, absolutely. I read about there's an earthquake and the volcanoes as well in New Zealand, and I agree with you, that's kind of strange, and I think it's created as well.
Oh, yes, I'm sure, yeah.
There's this technology like, you know, HARP and also the X-37B, which is a huge NASA drone that just goes around, and I think they have two of them going around the planet, and they go around in 90 minutes or something. And I mean, I think there's evidence on YouTube that I found for by researchers that in Japan and in Haiti as well, when there was earthquakes, those drones were above, and they work in team with satellites as well, apparently, which is really quite interesting. So it'd be interesting to see if this phenomenon happens as well for New Zealand today.
Oh yeah, it's a disaster, and the people, they don't deserve this. They deserve the technologies that are used in secret, you know, the clean technologies, free energy, and also and so on. But you know that this EHEC bacteria that they created, of course it's engineered, you know.
Yes.
The news media is just so controlled. It's just so. I mean, it's absurd that what they are telling us. I mean, I send an email to all major news corporations with a recording from David Wilcock from the Divine Cosmos, where he interviewed Benjamin Fulford, and I wrote them a message with sending the file. You know what I wrote? I said, "Lectori salutem. Mm-hmm. We are the people of the internet. Does the mainstream media dare to transmit or to broadcast this message? ?" And then I wrote, "We are with millions. We are informed." And I wrote informed with capital letters.
Well done.
And then I said, "Are you? ?" I mean, it's just so ridiculous. And with the email, I requested a read receipt. So that when they read it, I know they read it. So I got several answers that they read it. I sent it to BBC, to CNN, to Fox News, all the major stations. So I think if they listen to it, they must know that, because in the interview with Benjamin Fulford, they discuss the media and they say either they are completely brainwashed, or they know about the situation and they are frightened.
Yes, I agree. I mean, that's unfortunately the state which sort of brought the rest of humanity to sleep by being told and repeated the same sort of nonsense by mass media, which are actually owned by big corporations. I know BBC, sorry, was owned by General Electric up until quite recently. And they're all owned by the cabal, so that's the main point, to see that the cabal is controlling the media, which in turn spreads disinformation to people. And when you do your 9-to-5 job, you might do overtime, you have children, you have to do shopping, all this daily chores you have to do, and stress and fear. and you're projecting all this negativity and fear to people, you don't question those things. You don't even think. You don't go around looking, wait a second, who's owning this website? Who's owning this television station, you know?
But, you know, the people, the journalists on the television stations, they're talking to us, the population of the world. So how in the world, what the hell do they think they're speaking to? I mean, we are informed. Mm-hmm. We know what's going on. There are so many people that are informed now through websites like you, the one you created, 2012, indieinfo.wordpress.com, Steve Becko, Niburu, name it. There are several websites.
I know, David Wilcox and Benjamin, all of them.
And there are also blogs, there's social media like Facebook. I'm getting clouds of people, you know, the groups are growing with people that are informed. For example, I have 523 friends in common. Add his friend. Okay, I add him, and he or she contributes to get more news out. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Absolutely, and it's great that we can just click a few buttons here and there. And I mean, all my I have a Facebook account with 2012 in the info and just in the infos, and it's an open account, and people don't even need to ask for. Manifest that they're here if they're afraid that the CIA or whoever might be watching. They don't even need to click on any links. You know, they can just read information, and they don't need to like or reply or anything. They don't need to sign or ask for friend permission. It's open to anybody. So we don't actually really know, unless we administrate Facebook, how many people read your page.
Oh yeah, I mean, with this ability to invite so many people and to and look, I just found Keisha Kroeter. She was befriended to one of my Facebook friends, and I add her.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, they say, sorry, this user has too many friends requests.
Yeah, that's a trick, I think.
Yeah, but I can send her a message.
Yeah.
So I will invite her to the show. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And I noticed that on Facebook, especially for the last few days, if I try to add somebody, and I will get a message saying, oh, you can't do that for whatever reason, and then the other person tried to contact me, and they get the same message, and I never clicked anything saying, you know, I don't want anybody asking for friends permission. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Maybe I can't use Facebook, but there's many of, I don't know, it's a bit strange, though.
Yes. Well, anyway, these networks are also helping us to get in contact with each other and to share things like, did you hear anything? Yes, I did. And tell me more. And I have friends from all over the world, you know. It's amazing.
Twitter as well. I use Twitter and Facebook and the blogs. And, you know, it's great to get information out there to people.
You know, by accident, I came in contact with a friend of yours who was making music. And he wants to be called Ian.
Yep.
And I can, of course, tell the listeners after the music what the website is where they can download this music.
Brilliant.
I just have to find it. But I would like to play some music of him so that people can get acquainted with his music. The song that I'm going to play now is very special. Watch your speakers, because if you have a high volume, the basses are so low that your woofer might be damaged, so be careful.
Okay.
It's beautiful music, but the frequencies are very low. I think they are just above 20 hertz. So, and the song is called Long We Are There Yet. So we'll be back in about 7 minutes.
Brilliant. Thanks, Martin.
All right. Enjoy. Thank you. Yeah, you know, Laura, I feel so blessed with this music, and it's just wonderful, wonderful energy.
That's what I feel as well, and I feel that, I said it, Jim, it feels like professional music, but actually much more than that. It's quite peaceful, and I think it's more channeled, really, music. He's probably coming from his higher self or some higher being. It's wonderful.
You know, what I think is that the music he makes is just so in tone, in contact with your heart center, you know. It's just so peaceful. And absolutely. I think it's a good accomplishment to create music that is healing. And I myself, I'm a musical therapist, and I play music on the piano with autistic youngsters. And I know the feeling that your friend has when he makes this music, because it is therapy. The music he makes, it's therapeutic. It's really healing, healing sounds.
Absolutely.
So, could you tell the name of your or the artist name of your friend to the listeners?
His username on Galactic Messages, which is a forum that I know for the last 2 or 3 years, is Spedman, S-P-E-D-M-A-N. And his name, I just know his first name, Ian. I forgot his second name. Well, yeah. I know, but I don't know if you want to say it or not.
Well, I think he preferred not to mention his real name on the radio. So I mean, there is a blog of his where you can download or listen to his songs.
That's right. Yeah.
So I'm just trying to find the correct email where this information is provided. So just I found it. You sent it to me.
I sent it on your Facebook account. That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's HTTP. /// SoundCloud, so SoundCloud.com / Spedman, S-P-A-D-M-A-N.
Yep.
So again, HTTP, /// SoundCloud.com / Spedman, S-P-E-D-M-A-N.
And I also put a link to his music on my site, on 2012 in the info. It's on the right-hand side column. And the picture is a young girl looking, and she's outdoors, it's nighttime, and she's looking at the stars. So that's, and that will lead people who click directly onto his blog to listen to his music.
Yes. Well, it's beautiful music. And I just want to get a... just to play a short song of 5 minutes that he made, and it's called Merging.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Just beautiful. I just, you know, I was in the Hunapku, you know, the Galactic Center. The Mayas speak about the Hunapku, because in 2012 our solar system will be aligned with the center of the galaxy, and the Mayans call it the Hunapku. Uh-huh. And when I hear Merging from your friend Ian, I just feel... like I'm floating in the galaxy, close to the heart of the galaxy.
Absolutely. I find it brings kind of me peace and harmony and balance. So
yes.
What more can you want from it?
So here comes Merging from Ian. And Ian, you can find his music, again, my friends, on http://// soundcloud.com/ Spedman, S-P-E-D-M-A-N. So here is Merging from Ian. Thank you. You know, Laura, these sounds are just so healing, so touching, so heartfelt.
Yeah, it's amazing. I remember loads of positive energy.
Yes. You know what? I just received a message from my friend Luc Christians from the Netherlands that on the examiner.com, it's the blog from Alfred Lammermond Weber. I had him on the show a couple of weeks ago. That cigar UFOs are reported in 3 states of the U.S. now. A huge UFO cigar shaped. So that's very interesting.
That is really interesting because, like as Salusa said, I think last week, that if the spacecrafts are quite big, it's obviously not as possible that they've been manufactured on Earth. And I've seen a YouTube video maybe last month in the Gulf of Aden, outside
yes.
Yemen.
Yes.
And in the water, there was 3 huge cigar-shaped UFOs.
That's correct, yes.
And there was, I think in Yemen, there's, I don't know, maybe 50 international Navy ships coming from all over the world. You know, China, Japan, Iran, the States, Germany, Italy.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And they all watched the area, and those in the video, it was taken from satellite, obviously, and through Google Earth, they were actually zooming in the area, and there was three huge cigar ships, and I think they were underneath the water, but you can see the metallic color of them,
mm-hmm.
and with each of the ships had 201 naval ship pointing at them. So I thought myself that they were kind of talking or negotiating or something, or I don't know, but they were like out and waiting for something to happen.
Oh, yes.
Maybe they've been around now.
Oh, probably, yeah. I just want to share with the listeners, if I may, Laura,
yeah.
to say that this message from Christ, Sananda, first contact has been engaged, and I just want to read the most important of the what's in the text. It says, "Greetings, beloveds. It is I, the Christ. I have come to you this day to share with you some very good news. After much discussion and planning, it has been decreed that first contact will indeed be enforced by the summer solstice, 21st of June 2011. As you well know, disclosure has not yet come forth, and therefore it is likely now that first contact will indeed be a forced operation, meaning that our ships will simply decloak without warning upon those who are not prepared for such an event. It is vital that this is approached sensitively and delicately to avoid causing hysteria and uproar of panic among the people. This we are prepared for, dear ones, for every eventuality. So, my friend Laura and my friend Steve, I think it's very important for us lightworkers, because we are informing the public with radio or with your websites, that we have to stay calm. And when this happens, we have to help our family, our direct family, our friends, our neighbors, the man on the street, the woman on the street, it doesn't matter. And I think we have to explain them in a calm way, in a loving way, what is happening. Because we are informed with these beautiful channelings. And for me, the main news is of course, Alusa and Sheldon Meidel. But there are so many people who are misguided by the television. And I just spoke with my friend who I had on the show, Jeffrey. He's just a wonderful guy.
Yes, I heard.
Yeah, and Jeffrey said, don't judge them too much. You know, they had to play their role. And, of course, it's not good to judge them. But, of course, a great portion of the population has been misinformed. And I think we have a great role to play to help those people and to lift their vibration and to take away the fear they have.
Absolutely. And my partner, Erwin, he's... He believes in aliens and stuff, but he's is not sure about their intentions. And a few weeks ago, he watched this new program on History Channel, and Michio Kaku's on it, and it's quite threatening, as if the idea
was yes, this Japanese guy, I heard about him.
Yes, and I'm surprised with him, because sometimes he's saying wonderful messages about galactic civilizations and the different type of civilization, 1, 2, 3, and the knowledge and stuff. And then he comes up with these things, I mean, saying that we're going to be attacked. But I think for him, he's very much likes to be into the public eye and selling his books and I have the feeling he's a bit for sale. And he doesn't really have much say in what he's supposed to say.
He does come, however, on mainstream news. So like Colin Thomas, you know, I interviewed her when I was at another station. And she gets to the mainstream media because, I mean, she's saying some truthful things. It's very good of her. And in my show with her, we came to the conclusion that all is learning experience. We are all learning. The dark is learning. The light is learning. And that's where it comes through. And of course, I don't really know what happened with that missile, but I'm sure that the Galactic Federation is avoiding... catastrophes on this planet.
Absolutely, and it wouldn't be the first time. Yes. It's amazing because when you look at all the universe and all the comets and everything that goes by, and we haven't been threatened really. I think it's no coincidence really.
No, it isn't. I'm just asking Steve Beckel if he wants to join us on the conversation. So if he's listening... might be great to hear his voice. Would you like to do that, Laura?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, he's such a wonderful guy, and maybe he has something new to share with us.
So, it would be nice if he jumped in.
Yeah, I'm going to add him to the conference. If he wants. I'm just asking him politely. So let's wait what he's saying. Don't want to put pressure on anyone.
But it's a pity that, I mean, first contact is going to be a wonderful thing. And I think, as Salusa said in his message, either today or Friday, that as soon as they come, and we would realize that there's really nothing to fear from them. And I had several dreams where I think I had telepathic contact with them, because then I checked different things and it all matched. Anyway, and the thing I had in my heart is really that they're really loving beings, and those people I spoke to dreams a few times, they've never met in my life on earth anybody so wise and peaceful and loving. And it's ridiculous to be afraid. It's like saying I'm afraid of a baby or of a dolphin. You know, you wouldn't even consider being afraid.
Yes, there's no need to fear. So let's add... Yeah, sorry about that. I just did something wrong, so I'm going to add Steve to the call. Technology, you know, it's wonderful if it works, but I have to... All right, here comes Steve, our dear friend from Vancouver. Hello.
Hi, Mark.
Hello. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, you know what, Laura, you and I, we are having a triangle now between Ireland, Netherlands, and Vancouver.
Uh-huh.
And we all came kind of to know each other by you, I think, who connected us, because I think you are a great connector. And
Thank you.
I'm also connecting people, of course, by radio.
Yes, you're doing a great job, Martin.
Yeah, you know, people are writing me because they are reading things on your website, and I'm getting acquainted with people to interview them. They're sending me books to revise and to analyze so that I can interview them. And it's just wonderful to work together with you guys.
Thank you. You know, Martin, I think Laura is being a bit modest. She does far more than just operate the... 2012 Indie Info website. Laura, why don't you tell us about the other websites you manage and your moderation activities as well?
Yes. So Steve has come up through his experience to suggest that people create websites which describe a different type of galactic civilization and their appearance and perhaps a bit of other culture and background. So one of the websites I have is called ExoFriends, sort of extraterrestrial friends, but that also includes the Delosian and the Inner Earth people. And the other website I have is called Starships. And this is, the aim of the blog is to describe the different type of spacecraft used so that when disclosure happens, people kind of feel something, some familiarity of what to expect or what I wish to see in the skies and know they're friendly.
Yes, well, maybe it's just a good idea, Steve and Laura, to mention that, for example, when Steve goes on holiday to, last time I think you went to the state of Washington, Steve, that Laura is moderating your website while you are away.
That's correct. She's also moderating a discussion group, aren't you, Laura?
Yeah, on the 2012 scenario discussion group, it's a Yahoo forum, and so there's Anne as well, Anne Pommel, and yeah, I mean it's pretty very good, nice group to work with, and you know, people are usually really talking from the right place when they put a post, and they're very relevant to the ongoing situations, you know.
Yes, it's just wonderful. Laura, could you just turn down the volume of your speakers a bit?
Okay.
It's an echo.
And in addition to that, Laura, you're also a student and a translator.
Yes, I study applied languages.
You're pretty busy.
I do French, German, and Japanese, and I also work with translating and interpreting, so I work sometimes with stressful situations, say police station law and hospitals, and I also go to conferences and I do simultaneous interpreting. So yeah, it's busy, and it's going to be a lot busier.
How do you manage all that?
Well, at the moment I'm sitting because I'm on holidays from school.
Uh huh.
So at the moment, it's possible. I don't know what's going to happen in September, but I have this dream that this closure will happen and all IT friends will be here and there'll be no more universities and I'll be just working with the Galactics.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just want to mention also the people that are working with us and that I want to thank for their work is, of course, Kees de Graaf and Maria Luisa on Galactic Channelings. And also Lucila Vasquez de Betz. Are you familiar with her, Steve?
Well, was she the one that interviewed Anelia Bentz recently?
Probably she did, yes. I have to answer the mail to Lucilia soon. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. What's her name?
Lucilia or Anelia Bentz?
Anelia Bentz. I have to answer. I'm sorry if you're listening. I will get back to you.
I think as well, Lucilia is the main translator for Mike Quincy's messages, and I think she does this freely. And she has a team of work. I think she gets about 100 people translating into 100 different messages, Mike's and Salusa's messages into all these different languages.
Yeah. Well, now that's Luisa Vasconcellos.
Yeah, that's Luisa Maria. But Lucilia is also doing something. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. Right. It's amazing how many people are involved in what's happening. The growth of websites on 2012, the spread of the literature into so many languages.
Yes.
The videos that are being produced. It's remarkable. This is spreading.
And you know, there's a guy on Facebook with me. He's called Alan Roswell. I think that's his nickname. But anyway,
yeah.
I don't know how he does that, but he gets all the most interesting UFO videos. As soon as they happen, he's posting them, and he gets them from all around the world.
Mm.
Just wonderful. And if I find something interesting, I will send it to you guys.
No, well, I couldn't do my site without all the people who send in to me notification of various articles and videos. And, of course, Laura also posts to it, as does Pat Donworth and a number of other people. But the cooperative effort is remarkable. It's just incredible.
Yes, it is. It is amazing. And
I don't know. Sorry. Go ahead.
No worries. I just want to say that we have another 7 minutes approximately before we have to end. So maybe we can. I would like to discuss, if you two friends would agree, to discuss on how close first contact or either this first contact, forced operation or the disclosure is. I just by the last few days, the messages that are getting out is indicating that it's really soon, and this will be, of course, the most remarkable event in recent history, and this will be the start of a series of events which will accelerate and be just above our imagination, and that will just lift us to the higher dimensions, which will be so beautiful. But what's your feeling on that, Steve?
Well, let me say a few things about that very quickly, because I know we're short for time. One is that listeners should understand that the Galactics obey the universal laws of things like karma and free will. So they're limited in the amount they can interfere with what the dark side wants to do. I know that's hard for us to understand because we don't obey the laws of karma and free will. But their hands are tied. They won't allow nuclear bombs to be exploded on the planet, but there are other things the dark does, like these earthquakes and tsunamis and volcanoes that the Galactics are not allowed to interfere with. They can mitigate them, but they can't stop them altogether. So that's the background to any estimations about disclosure, because whenever disclosure comes near, the dark side sets off an earthquake or a volcano.
Yes. Well, it's a difficult situation, and I think... Well, according to the latest messages, one of them, which I mean I read from Sananda, Jesus Christ, is that now it should be enforced. I mean, there's a deadline, of course. And
a divine deadline, yes.
Yes, I think we have reached that deadline, or we will reach it soon.
I think we're soon going to reach it, yes. Notice that terrestrials have not been able to get their act together enough to cause disclosure to come forward. We've failed, I think.
Yes, that's what I agree on. That's what I read in his messages. When you read between the lines in Salusa and Matthew Ward, it's becoming very clear now that somehow we have failed to produce disclosure in a fair way.
Yes, for one reason or another.
Yes, what's your idea about it, Laura?
I would tend to agree with you, but I wouldn't blame anybody, though. And I mean, Salusa's message today was very important. The last words were that we have already won and we are already victorious. So it was a very slow process, and I think we're very limited in what we could do. And, you know.
Laura, would you like to read the last two paragraphs of Salusa, and then that's where we will end the show?
Could I just say something before Laura reads that? Salusa's message is very important today. It almost sounds like a pre-disclosure message.
Yes.
It's a very important one for people to read the whole of it. So, sorry, Laura, go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you for that, Steve. Thank you.
I will have to find it. I have it now. I'm just clicking on it. Now, did you say the last two paragraphs of the?
Yes. Would you, or maybe what do you think? Which paragraph is the most important, Steve? I thought the last two would.
It's too bad we don't have more time, because I'd suggest reading the most of it. It's
quite good, yeah.
Maybe
rather than reading it, perhaps we could say that what Salusa does is he gives practically a thorough introduction to the whole galactic effort in this message, and says who they report to, what their intentions are, etc., etc. And that, to me, strikes me as setting the stage for disclosure.
Yes, exactly. Well, I read it today, and I have it here in front of me. And
why don't you read the last two? Two paragraphs, Laura.
Okay. You are looked upon as some of the most exceptional souls in the universe to have taken on the challenge of duality. It was almost unthinkable that you would risk temporarily losing your connection with your higher self, your God self. Yet, you had total faith in those who agreed to oversee your experiences and promised to look after you. Can you really believe that we are talking about you? Because certain forces have tried to keep you in the dark as to the truth. The awakening grows so rapidly now, and that is also reflected in how much the collective consciousness also grows. You are doing so well that there is no concern about how things will turn out. Let it give you comfort and confidence, as you have already suggested. Do not allow the dark ones to take your eye off the finishing line. I am Salusa from Sirius, and please, we have come this far with you, as you are not the only ones gaining from your experiences. We have attained ascension. We have attended ascension taking place in other universes, but never has one been as special as yours or as unique. We suggest you give yourself a pat on the back for having overcome the opposition to ascension, which is your great victory. As we see it from our level, it has already been achieved. You are victorious. Thank you, Salusa.
Oh, that was just wonderful. And you know, we just have 1 minute left, half a minute left, before we have to sign off. I want to thank you both, Steve and Laura, and of course, Ian, for the music. And I just want to, for the listeners, Indy's website, or Laura's website, is 2012indieinfo.wordpress.com. And the beautiful music that we played in this show can be found at http://soundcloud.com/spedman, S-P-E-D-M-A-N. And Steve's website is stevebecko.com, www.stevebecko.com. Steve, BCKOW.com.
Yeah, no www, Martin.
Oh, it's just HTTP. Okay.
And thank you very much, both Martin and Laura, for your work.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. That was a wonderful surprise to have Steve. And thank you, Martin, and thank you very much for playing the music.
Thank you both. And just before we end, I want to say that I think that with the information we are getting out to the audience by either internet or the radio, I think we are coming to a conclusion and that things will start to develop in a very interesting way.
I agree. Thank you, Martin.
Thank you, Steve, and thank you, Laura.
I agree too. Bye now. Bye.
Bye for now. Bye now. Stay.